Welcome to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy, your host, Rachel B. Foy.
Welcome back. Welcome back, I Quit Podcast listeners. So today I am here with Natasha Williams. Say hi, Miss Williams.
Hi, Miss Williams. No, just kidding. Hi, guys. How's everybody?
So she brought me today. I'm having a chance to experience a different coffee place. You guys know Starbucks is my true love. But she is trying to introduce me to a place that will break up Starbucks and I. However, it was very good. I mean, the coffee is fantastic. So what's this place called?
Manuti.
So we are here in Houston, Texas at Manuti. Now, I know you guys don't hear a lot of noise because we know what we're doing here on the I Quit Podcast. All right. So enough about that. Natasha. Yeah. Tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself before we jump right into I Quit.
Oh, okay. A little bit about me. So I used to be a teacher for 15 years, elementary school teacher. Went to A&M, went to school for education. Like, yeah. I'm an educator. I have a lot of educators in my family.
Yes.
And so that was just, my path. But I did it for 15 years.
Wow.
And then towards the end of my career, I was just like, literally had that feeling like there has to be something more. Like, seriously, I literally
that
would cry
is my
in
fright.
The parking lot
yes.
sometimes. Like, I would get there and cry
wow.
in the parking lot. And wow. I'm like, okay, there. That's it. I have to do something different. I was like, mm-hmm. I have to do something different. And, but I still, even with that feeling, I still waited 2 years before I made, like, the big leap
mm-hmm.
because, I was single. I have 2 children, and,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And teaching is, it's a consistent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another. Yes.
But I remember it, like, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
May 7th. May 7th, 2018. I have been praying. I'm going to wait, Lord. When you tell me to go, I'm going to go. May 7th, 2018. I'll never forget the day. He was like, it's time. Literally. It was like, it's time.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And
let's do it.
And I said,
let's
okay.
do it.
Literally. And I danced it to my.
See, she was ready to walk into a purpose. She was dancing.
I sure did. I danced my little self in there with that little yellow folder.
Yeah.
Handed it to my principal. And she was like, what's this? I said, oh, I quit. I quit. This is my last year. I was like, I'm done. And I'm in all smiles and then sat down
yes.
in that little meeting and I was smiling for the rest and I've not turned back to it.
Wow.
Well,
and the part that I love about this is you said yourself, so first let me back up and say, Natasha and I, we graduated high
yes.
school together.
Palestine High School.
PHS. Those Wildcats. Did y'all hear that? Yes, the Wildcats. Don't worry about what year. Just know that we graduated
right.
together.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you said you wanted to, I know you said you put together basically like a plan before
yes.
you went ahead and left. And not only that, but with teaching, it's not that you didn't love teaching anymore
yes. Yes.
because we still loved it. I too was an educator, which yes,
yeah.
I was an educator. I was in education for a little over 12 years. And first I was in the classroom. Then I became an instructional coach. And then lastly, I was at one of the service centers. And so like you, the part that I want the listeners to really hone in with is when you said there was something that kept saying there's got to be more to life than this.
Yes.
There's
yes.
got to be more.
Seriously.
And not again. She loved her job,
oh, yeah.
loved what she was doing, but there was something that said it's got to be more.
I was feeling like I was becoming trapped and mundane. There was no more excitement.
Mm-hmm.
It was becoming very stressful.
Yeah.
Like really, really stressful.
Yes, yes.
And, shout out to all those teachers that are still
absolutely.
Out there.
Shout out, educators.
In the trenches. Y'all, hey, you got all my love and support. I promise you, I still advocate daily for education.
Absolutely.
Like, but, I was like, oh, my God, yeah. I needed that freedom.
Yes.
I was lacking the freedom.
Freedom.
That was what I was wanting. I was wanting
right.
to still be able to teach and enjoy and do what I want to do, but that freedom was not there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they tell you when to go to the restroom. They tell you when you got to go to lunch. And
right.
They tell you when you got to be there. They tell you when you're supposed to leave. And then sometimes you can't leave when you want to, and you got to be
That's
there.
Right.
It's just that was a lack of freedom, and I wanted more freedom. You know, so
she wanted more freedom. So guys, we are gonna take a really quick break. I know you're like, hold up, you just started, but listen, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, Natasha is going to give us a deeper dive and a look into what freedom looks like for her. All right, guys, hold on. We'll be right back with the I Quit Podcast.
You are listening to the I Quit Podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
The thing students say, like, you know, man, because of this book, I didn't commit suicide. Because of this book, I can now speak in public and come out of my shell. Because of this book, I'm not so worried about what other people say about me, you know. Not looking for their validation. That's what touches me.
My favorite chapter was about not letting either your boss, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, family, anybody get in your way of being successful in whatever it is you want to do.
To purchase Life Is Not Complicated, You Are, or the other 99 times, or to download the audio versions, please visit carloswallace.com.
So we are back with the I Quit Podcast, and Natasha, we were just sharing, she was talking about her secret love for Menudi and what they offer. It's not just the Italian coffee. This fitness expert, instructor, nutritionist is up in here eating this gelato. That's what she loves.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's
like,
so delicious.
I know. This is my dark secret. No.
It's the gelato. So tell us, Natasha, you were just sharing with me the freedom.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about what did freedom look like for you? What was your freedom? Like, I wanted the freedom of time, like time to be able to spend more time with my family, more quality time and be present with my own kids. Mm-hmm. And then the freedom of time to be able to go and check on my mom and just, but not only have the freedom of time, but also have the backing and the freedom of finances, you know, to be able to do some of those things. So talk to us about what freedom looked like for you.
More for me, unfortunately, I did teach pretty much through my children growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have those opportunities
to
do those things, except for this year.
Yeah.
You know, of course, I didn't go to teaching this year. So I was able to take my daughter to school every morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my son, you know, went off to college, and I could go down there because it's only an hour or so away.
Wow.
I could go down there in the middle of the week and go check on him, see if he needs anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I do get to do those things.
Right.
Even though my kids are, you know, one's in college, one's in high school, I do have that freedom. And that was something that I was missing, too.
Wow.
I felt like I was there. Now, my kids, anytime they had an event, I would take off whatever to be there.
Absolutely.
But I had to take off. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't just, I had to plan ahead. And if it was something that was late or last minute, I couldn't do it.
Wow.
You know, because, you know, it's kind of hard to get stuck and whatever. You don't want to leave everybody left out or
That's
whatever.
That's right.
Towards the end, though, I was just like, y'all gonna be left out. Just gonna be honest, you know, like literally towards the end, I was like, well, you know what? My kids need me. Peace, deuces, y'all figured
That's
out.
That's right. You know, my
kids need me. But, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I just started to feel trapped. I was ready to do something different. Something different. Something that I was going to be happy to wake up to every morning.
Yeah.
And not have that feeling of, oh my God, I gotta do this again type thing. I also wanted the freedom of schedule, like you said, freedom of time, but respect. There was a lot of just disrespect going on in education in general.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you've dealt with it, but not just from parents, but you know, other coworkers, children, and all of those things that for me, I didn't feel great. I love what I did, but then when you have all these people coming against you and you're up here working your hardest and you're doing your best, this and other, and you feel like you're not appreciated.
Right.
Just not, you know, so that was wearing on me also as well.
Absolutely.
Just all of those things. And I was like, well, Lord, what can I do next? Like,
right.
What can I do? And mm-hmm. Back in the past, I was part-time mm-hmm. teaching dance, teaching Zumba. I would mm-hmm. teach barbell, taught strike, you know, things of that nature. I did it part-time as I was teaching.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm going to go get recertified with Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
And then just went from there. And so
moved from
that first day when I was able to take my daughter to school,
yeah,
and not have to worry about going into a school building, that was my day of, I knew I had freedom then. Like, seriously.
Wow.
That was my day of freedom. When I could wake up and I could actually take my child to school mm-hmm. and not looking at other kids and
right.
other parents bringing their children to school.
Right.
That was my day. I was like, I'm free now.
She's free.
Literally, yes.
She's free.
That was it.
So mm-hmm. what I love the most about what you're saying is not just the... You know, because again, we know, again, you know, hats off to all of the educators,
yes.
but whether it's in education, whether it's in corporate, wherever you are, it's just basically, those are like the rules of the business.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. basically, depending on where you are in that fluctuation on that mm-hmm. totem pole, there are already decisions that are made for you.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Always.
And so even with that, I love how you had the opportunity to be able, like you said, to take your own daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So as educators, we give so much to
other children.
Yes, mm-hmm. to other people's children, which is exactly what the call is.
Yes.
But there are those times where there's just so many things that are weighing on you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
almost guilty.
Yeah, you do feel mm-hmm. guilty. You feel guilty like, man, I'm coming home and I don't have enough left in the tank to give to mine.
Yes.
Because I've given so much
to everyone else.
To everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And to do it effectively, it's like you really can't cut corners.
You
like
can't.
To do it
mm-hmm.
effectively, you really
gotta
we
give
our all.
All. Yep.
Yes.
You
and
all.
You end up being some of the best educators.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awards, accolades, and
kids
what have
love you.
Kids
parents
love you. Parents
mm-hmm.
love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But like you said, there's something that just gnaws and says, I need something more. There's
mm-hmm.
got to be something more. Now, talk to us about your I Quit. Now, hold on. I'm going to give y'all this disclaimer like I do every time. Do not be running out here talking about the I Quit podcast told you to go quit your job. That is not what we said.
That is not
at all what we said. However, the quit can really be anything. And what I love with Natasha is I want you to kind of tell us, because even though you knew 2 years prior, you didn't quit. And you were telling me about a plan and things you were putting
yes.
into place
mm-hmm.
before you left. So tell us about how you put your plan together to be able to quit.
Okay. Well, so 2 years prior, I knew I was like, okay, I got to do something different. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I have to do something different. But I tried this once before without a plan.
Okay.
So I tried to leave teaching once before without, I just like, oh, I'm not going back.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work
you
out.
You had to come
well.
On back.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I had to come on back.
Okay.
I was like, so this next time, I was like, okay, I have to have a plan in place.
Very good.
The biggest thing was I knew I needed the finances because mm-hmm. since I was going into something totally different, not mm-hmm. into education, I knew kind of like, you know, my own business.
Absolutely,
you know,
your
so
own business.
I had to have the finances in place first.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I still look at this plan like daily.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about, okay, well, what money do I have?
Mm-hmm.
What I looked into my retirement plans and things of that mm-hmm. nature, see what I had there. What did I have in savings?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a couple of, you know, mutual fund here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at all the finances that I had first, because that's the biggest thing that
yeah.
will take you back quicker into
mm-hmm.
out of what you're trying to do is your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you can say I'm going, but if you don't have the money to take care of your bills or
right.
this, that, and other, you're going to go back.
Because you have mm-hmm. to make sure you're able to turn your passion into
your paycheck.
Yes.
That's my thing. I
now,
say all the time. Mm-hmm.
You can be out here with your passion, and that's fine, but your mortgage is still due.
Hello.
Okay, if you have a car note,
yes,
that is still due
mm-hmm.
unless you're paying things
your
in
phone,
bulk
water,
up front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, phone, water, lights, all those things are still due.
Mm-hmm.
So she had tried it before
yeah.
without a plan.
Yeah.
She came right on back.
Right on back.
Honey,
right on back, honey. In 6 months. 6 months I was back. Yeah.
6 months she was back.
I was like, I was just playing with y'all.
I'm back. So now she put together her plan, looking at all the finances she already had available. Mm-hmm. And then what else did you do?
I also thought about talents too, though, because I have multiple. Because I always tell people, God didn't make you no one trick pony.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, He didn't. So I thought about all of the talents that I have. I like to sing. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I like to sing. I like to dance.
Yes.
I can. I know how to play an instrument. Mm-hmm. I know how to give massages. You know, I literally thought about all the talents that I had.
Very good.
And so once I went through all of that, then I thought about all the other, you know, what else could I do with my degree, you know, with my certifications or whatever that I have. Yeah. Instead of being a teacher, I could have been a specialist. I could be a consultant. So I literally wrote all of that down.
Like all the possibilities.
All of the possibilities. Then after I went through those possibilities, I did research about how much you could make doing certain things.
Okay.
So I researched my top four.
Yeah.
I researched those top four. Mm-hmm. I did the pros and cons of doing those top four. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Went through the pros and cons of, okay, if I do this, how long was it going to take me to get contracts for this? This is how much money I can make during this. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. Went through all of that. Mm-hmm. And then I also have on my plan, I have a reevaluate type thing. Mm-hmm. So you're going to reevaluate it in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and a year.
Yeah.
To see where you are. Because there's always room for growth, or you're like, oh, this ain't working right here. So I need to get that out of there and do something different.
Right.
So I have the reevaluation thing also as well. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, that's how I do it. I'm always on the internet looking for contracts, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I see if it's working. If it's not working, oh, that's not working. I'm going to do something different. I didn't like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because, hey, I have to continue to make money.
Right. And continue to grow.
And I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forward.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, I have a whole plan all out, all nice and cute. I should have brought it, but
perfect. Mm-hmm. That is and that's exactly why she is on this season of the I Quit podcast. It's about inspirational stories, and not just inspiring stories, but stories that can inspire you to action, but inspire you to action with wisdom and strategies of how to get started.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back, we are going to recap on that, and then Natasha's going to share with us some of the exciting venture she has now with her business.
Yes.
So you guys hang tight and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the I Quit podcast with Rachel B. Foy.
Hi everyone, this is Liz Faubliss here to let you know about my children's book, You Have a Superpower. It's part of a series of books I've written to empower, to inspire, and to help young girls everywhere realize you have special talents, special gifts that can make you an amazing person. I call them superpowers because these extraordinary talents, whether it's math, science, art, sports, or even writing, can help change the way people look at themselves and the world just by watching how confident you are about your extraordinary gifts. It's the perfect book for any young woman who needs a positive reminder that she's smart, gifted, and important. You Have a Superpower is available on Amazon.com. Order yours today and let that special young girl in your life know she can change the world one superpower at a time.
Hey guys, we are back and I have my special guest today, Natasha Williams.
Hey.
And so Natasha has been telling us about, she's part of our inspirational stories, and not just inspiring us to action, but also inspiring us with words of wisdom and strategies to get us there. So she told us about her, I love that. She's about to tell us about her get to stepping. So when we left, she was telling us about the plan that she put together before she quit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she actually did go in and I quit, she had a complete plan together. And there's another part of her plan that she wanted to share with us.
Oh, yeah. So I have my plan here, but I forgot that. So I have my goals. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
What time frame I want to do it in. I call this my financial foothold. So it talked about the finances you have, you need, what you can step into, like a part-time job or something like that.
Okay.
And then any other financial things. But one of the things that I forgot to mention was I have a place in here where you have to if you have any stumbling blocks,
mm-hmm,
you know, kind of,
mm-hmm,
you know, I'm very, you know, biblical, raised up African, you know,
Mount Vernon, AME,
you know, so, you always have to have something to fall back on because believe me, this has not been easy.
Right.
But
entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart,
baby.
And it's not for everybody.
About it. Hello. Just saying.
We can just say that.
You know, I mean, it's, but
sometimes
it's
you
so
wonder.
Rewarding.
It is.
It's very
it
rewarding
is.
When you see
absolutely
what you planned out actually go into place.
But yes,
there's going to be what I call stumbling blocks,
mm-hmm,
you know? And so it says, when you face adversity, when they arise, what will you do? Who can you call? What Bible verse can you have? What affirmation can you write down to step over those stumbling blocks?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of my plan.
Wow.
Because you know there's going to be some adversity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to happen.
Right.
So you need to have it written down right then and there. I will what? I'm going mm-hmm to pray. I'm going to call a friend. Girl, mm-hmm, I just need you to listen to me right now. Mm-hmm. I have this. I have an affirmation. Mine says, patience and consistent activity.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be patient and do consistent activity every single day.
Every day.
If I don't, then I'm not going to get to where I need to be.
Right.
So that's my affirmation that I wrote down. My Bible verse is, I can do anything through Christ that strengthens me. So that's my
right
Bible verse. And my friend is Kim.
Yes. And her friend,
my friend is Kim. Yes.
And this is the part where I'm talking about the nuggets of wisdom, where understanding, but this didn't just happen overnight.
Mm-mm.
Tell me if I'm correct, because, and so many people are afraid to fail.
Oh, yeah.
But because you jumped out there the first time and it didn't go according to what you thought,
mm-hmm,
you were completely prepared in a sense when you got ready to truly walk away,
yeah,
the second time.
Yes.
And that also, you weren't only concerned with the finance part, you made sure that you had prepared yourself with your mindset.
Yes, yes, mentally, spiritually,
yes,
also as well. I meditate daily.
Mm-hmm.
I meditate daily.
Daily.
Daily. Every
absolutely
night before I go to sleep,
mm-hmm,
I have meditation. I'm in my room, quiet time, because this is also mentally hard.
Absolutely.
And when you don't get that contract after you went to that interview and you was like, oh, and they're like, oh, we love you, we love you, and they choose someone else.
Right.
That could strike you. That's
for sure.
A blow.
For
that,
sure.
That's a,
yeah,
blow. You know, that's a blow to you. So just got to know that, oh, this too shall pass. I
mm-hmm
can do this and keep moving forward.
And keep moving forward.
Keep
I'm looking for
forward
the yes.
Yeah,
I'm looking for the yes.
Looking for the yes.
That's
no's
it
are going to come, but that yes is going to come also.
Yes,
but if
it
I
is
stop looking for that yes,
mm-hmm,
I'm never going to get to it.
Never going
to
get
I'm
it.
Never going to get to
so
it.
So you
got to
keep moving.
Got to keep moving, honey.
Got to keep moving.
Get to stepping. That's why
get
I call,
to, and
get
she
to
called
stepping
it get to stepping.
Yes.
That's
the
stepping plan that she put together. It's called get to stepping.
Yes.
And so she got to stepping, and now I want you to share with us exactly the name of your company, the name of your
yes
business,
mm-hmm,
and then what endeavors are you up to?
Okay, well, I called it T-Fits.
Yes,
so
okay.
It's T-Fits, Zumba, and Wellness, because I have my certification in Zumba. I almost finished with my complete certification with training through ISSA, so I can have training, nutrition, and group fit. I have my yoga certification through Cat's Yoga Lab. Also as well, and that's where I also did the meditation also as well.
She's certified, y'all. She
yes
is certified
yes
and
yes
legit.
Yes.
Okay, go
yes
ahead.
Certified and legit.
She's certified.
Yes, certified and legit. Yeah, and so, gosh, I do corporate training.
Okay, okay, so a lot of
more,
corporate.
I do a lot mm-hmm of corporate, a lot of corporate contracts. I work with companies, and I work also as a solo contractor
okay
also as well.
Okay.
So, but most of it's still with corporate,
mm-hmm,
most of it. So I
mm-hmm
have some pretty large companies here in
yeah
Houston. The Lord, all throughout prayer, the Lord really blessed me.
Yes.
Like seriously.
Yes.
But again, I also had this plan in place, but I pray mm-hmm a lot, every like as much as I can throughout
mm-hmm
the day. Like seriously. So I feel like I've been really blessed.
Yeah.
I have some great corporations
mm-hmm
here, and I have some more piles in the works.
In the works.
In the
yes
works. Yeah.
In the works.
But yeah, I don't do any individual things right now, but
okay
I am looking into doing that.
Okay.
You know, possibly. I have talked to a spot to get my own place,
mm-hmm,
and looking to do something individually. But right
mm-hmm
now, everything is corporation.
Everything's with
yeah
corporate.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm
and the other part is when you said you prayed about it. So oftentimes people may think, well, I prayed about it, and so why isn't it happening? But you didn't just pray about it. you also took actionable steps every day.
Okay, because people forget this.
We got to do our part.
People forget this. Faith without works is what? Dead. Faith
dead
without
people.
Works is... Like, I can pray about it all day, but...
Yeah.
That don't mean that they just gonna come to my door and be like, girl, come on, I heard
drop
your
it in
prayer.
Your lap. Here you go.
It's not. I am
right.
When I say daily emailing and I look and find see a person, a memorial hermit. Well, hey, let me tell you what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, like seriously, I am daily.
You're researching, you're marketing,
yes.
You're putting your things
yes,
out
you
there.
Yeah, you see me on
you're
Facebook doing my little,
yes.
You know, oh, social media is huge.
Good.
Social media
yes,
is a very
is.
Important thing.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. So I use all those free platforms as much as I possibly can within their, you know, limits or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I daily. This is not like, you know, a 9-to-5, you gotta have those breaks. This is not like that.
Right.
But I'm free.
Yes.
So I work hard, but it's still on my own time.
Well, and I think too, like tell me if you the funny thing is people think with that freedom, like you said, is oh, I'ma do this or maybe I'm not like no. With your work ethic, most people who go out into entrepreneurship, you already have a strong work ethic.
Very.
So you're going to work just as hard, if not harder.
Yes.
Because you're working for yourself.
Exactly.
And you're working out of your passion and you're working out of your purpose.
Yes.
Like how many people you're touching. So tell me about this being encamped with your purpose. But what you feel like is your purpose God's given you?
You know, I'm still teaching. I feel like I'm still teaching.
Absolutely.
I think teaching is always going to be a part of me.
Yes.
But I'm still teaching.
Yes.
I'm still teaching. I'm just teaching now. My passion is fitness and wellness and being healthy. Because at one point when I was teaching, I wasn't that person. Mm-hmm. I was high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. I was on almost 2 anxiety medicines.
Wow.
I was stressed to the no, not one. My hair had started falling out.
Wow.
Like it was, I was not that person.
Right.
I mean, you know, and I worked out and this, that, and the other, but I was allowing outside entities to overwhelm me. And that started to show, you know, we show
internally,
stress internally in our body and
it
comes out in different ways.
Right.
Mine just came out. My hair started falling out. My blood pressure was through the roof, even though I was not heavy or anything like that.
Right.
But I mean, I would have spikes at times at school where they would have to send me to the hospital because my blood pressure would shoot up that high. And the nurse was like, you can't stay here.
Mm.
You've got to go, you know, you're on the verge of, you know, having a stroke or something.
Right.
And so. This is, you know, I was like, I love health. I love wellness. And I wasn't that person. And I had to get back to who I was.
Mm.
I had to get back to that person.
Right.
You know, I'm the crazy woman that on Mother's Day is going to run 7 miles, you know.
On purpose.
Yes.
On purpose, people. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then after that, go do a 2-hour weight workout. I mean, but.
Yeah.
That gives me joy.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but I like to teach other people. And so then I do have some individuals that come to me and they're like, hey, can you show me how to do this? I'm like, yeah, great. I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot be more passionate about you than you are about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a
so,
huge nugget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's huge.
So, you know, I don't. Yeah. So this is my purpose. I love to teach. So I'm still teaching. I'm just teaching through dance and through wellness instead of, you know, teaching, you know, as
academic.
Far as like,
academics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Natasha, we're gonna wrap up here. Guys, I know you have absolutely loved this, and we have this season a part 2.
Yes.
I can't tell you all the secrets yet. I cannot let the cat out of the bag, but you guys stay tuned so you can see exactly what part 2 will look like.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you can figure out what it means about taking the I Quit podcast on the road to figure out what part 2 is. But wrapping up for the listeners, Natasha, what would you say to inspire and encourage people, not just young people, but people in life with following their purpose, following their dreams? And maybe it's not quitting a job, but...
Mm-hmm.
How do they shift a mindset? Really, how do we inspire them to move to action and have a fulfilled life?
I like that you said that. Well, in order to have a fulfilled life, you first must fulfill your mind. Mm. Your mind, your, like I was just telling my daughter the other day, I was like, you have got to not allow outside things to affect you. You have to have the joy, the passion, the mental stability. All of that has to start within yourself.
Right.
So be okay with your strengths. A lot of people are good with their strengths and they don't like their weaknesses. No, be okay with both of them. Identify that there are going to be people that are going to be better at you at some things. That's okay.
Right.
If you're not, that's all right. You can read a book or whatever to get better, but that's just going to be there.
Right.
But focus on you. Get your mindset together. Try to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
Even when negative is trying to come your way, try to always stay positive. I always try to stay positive.
Right.
And figure out how to make your passion your paycheck. If you can do it, man, I'm trying to tell you, you would never, I don't ever feel like now, this year and a half, I've never felt like I've been working a job.
Wow.
Like, seriously, I don't, this doesn't feel like work to me. It's like fun.
It's fun.
It's fun. I love it.
Love. Well, I think that's all we're going to end on. I have nothing else to say. She said, turn your passion into your paycheck. And what she does on a daily basis can inspire all of us, because she said it doesn't even feel like work.
It doesn't
feel like work. Well, Tasha, we have enjoyed having you. How can people get in contact with you if they wanted to contact you?
I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
And on Instagram, I'm tfitzumba.
Okay. Tfitzumba.
So on Instagram, or you can email me at that same thing, tfitzumba@gmail.com.
okay.
Yeah. So,
and
I'm on
there.
Facebook, Natasha Williams, if you want to find me or whatever. But usually it's Instagram or email.
Okay, Instagram or email. Well, we have enjoyed you being here. We thank you so much.
My listeners,
I know, are going to love this season of the podcast with these inspirational stories and just gems and nuggets of advice, but true and relevant actionable steps that you can take to be able to have that fulfilled life. And not just a fulfilled life, but it's going to start in your mind.
It does. It starts with you, and it starts with how you think about the situation.
That's right.
Because you can even be fulfilled at a 9-to-5. It's just according to how you think about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, seriously. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you think about it. And I like to tell people, like, the lens that you choose to look through. Like, even with a glass, you know, we say the glass half full or half empty, but the same thing with the lens that you choose to look through. Are you going to choose to see this clear and in focused for what it is? Are you going to choose a lens that allows you to see possibilities?
Exactly.
Unlimited possibilities. But ultimately, the choice is yours.
Okay, guys,
we can't give you any more. You gotta wait till part two. So until next time, thank you guys so much for tuning in here with the I Quit Podcast.
Thank you.
For more information on Rachel B. Foy, please visit www.rachelbfoy.com.